What's the age of Manjari? Because it's different information.
What is the age? Someone says, what is the age of Manjaris? Manjaris?
What's our age? Yes.
Yet to be born. You're in the womb, you're not born yet. Well, the general, in other words, one of the oldest Sakis in the whole world of Sakis is Lita Sakhi. She's 27 days older than Radharani. That's in Radhakrishna Ganesh Deepika. It even says in Sanskrit 27. She's born in Shravan Mas, Purnima, or whatever, I forget. No, they say Lita Saptami. And the day before Ashtami, they say Lita Saptami. Yeah, you know, sir. The appearance there of Lita, that's totally wrong. That's a Vrishvasi idea. She's born, I believe, it's because after Shravan Mas is Bhadra Mas, and Bhadra Mas, Krishna's born, Balaram's born, Radharani's born. I mean, it appears. So she, I think it's Shravan Purnima or Ekadasi or something, maybe Ekadasi. I mean, it's 27 days before Radharani. So the oldest Sakis are 14 years old, right? 14, 14, 2, 3, like that. And Krishna's 15, so he's got, you know, there's no Sakhi older than Krishna. No way. I mean, you know, the lovers of Krishna, Purnamasi and Yashoda, they're old. But you're asking about Manjaris. So if the Sakhis that the Manjaris are serving are only 14, then the Sakhis are younger. But they may, I mean, the Manjaris are younger, but some, just like the Krishna Mishra, I'm in Waita Parivar, and Waita initiated his son, some of his sons, and Krishna Mishra was married, and he was in charge of the puja, seva puja for Madan Gopal, because he's married, so he'll have sons and be able to do the puja and continue. Achyutananda, the first son of Advaita's Achyutananda, he's also initiated, I'm not sure by Advaita or not, but he's a sannyasi. Krishna Mishra, he's 14 years and some months old. But all the Manjaris in his line are younger than that. Some were 13 here and there. 13, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So the Manjaris are, they're basically 12 to 13 years old. That's what I've read, that's what I've seen. I've seen in Diksha Patras. And because we have our Diksha Patra at different ages, and that was given to me by my Gurudev. But he confidentially met with me one time and he said, you know, my feeling is that if we look at this situation, that each Manjari, as it goes down, is a little bit younger than their Guru Manjari. You know, it's like, he said, if you go, you go a few hundred years, and a Manjari would be 6 years old or whatever. So he said, as far as, he said, this is my Gurudev's viewpoint. He said, you should think, he said, from now on, you should just think, all the Manjaris in our whole, there's like 14 from my way to Acharya down to my Guru and myself, there's like 14 or 15, whatever, Gurus and Manjari Sarup. He said, you just think they're all 13. That's what he told me. He said, think they're all 13. I said, well, the gurus, but he said, you think I'm also 13, but you think I'm your older sister. So I said, that's nice. I mean, we were already thinking that, but it was his idea. I said, you gave me a Diksha Patra, has all these ages on it. I said, so what do? I change the Patra. And he said, anyway, that's what he said. But so the acharyas, they have their different revelations. These are details. The most important thing is the bhav and seva. That's why the guru gives a seva, and the seva will set you free. save us what liberates us as sadhakas, and save us what carries us to the domain of Nitya Seva in our sarup. So every devotee has a special seva that they do, the guru gives. And they say, always thinking of that seva, and that's the most important thing. Seva Bhav, it's called Gopi Bhav. Gopis all do seva. Any gopi or manjri can do all the different sevas. You see different acharyas when they write about the sevas, like Vishnu Chakravarti and Sankalpa Kalpadrum. Sankalpa Kalpadrum is practically a copy of Vilapkusumanjali. Vilapkusumanjali is 104 verses, Sankalpa Kalpadrum is 104 verses. And some of the same verses, and Advaita is telling me they're copy and pastes from Vilapkusumanjali, Vishnu put in his Sankalpa Kalpadrum. And there he's doing all the sevas himself. I'm waking up Radharani, I'm brushing her hair, I'm bathing her, decorating her, I'm fanning her, everything I'm doing myself. Or you see, and then the Raghunath Das, he's doing the same sevas himself, or Rupa Goswami. So a manjri can do all the sevas, or she does her one specific seva. And she can also meditate and doing all the sevas. Because it's unlimited. Because ultimately it's all totally personal. There's one form of Krishna. It's in the Priti Sandarbha number 10, the commentary to Jiva Goswami. And he's quoting from this Vaikuntha Murti, chapter 3rd canto Bhagavatam. He's quoting 3rd canto, I can't remember the verse right now. Vaikuntha Murti. He said there's one for every liberated soul, there's one form of Krishna for each and every liberated soul. So if you get liberated, you have one Krishna, and Krishna's not alone. He has his whole entourage with him. There's one Radharani, you have your own Mukhara, you have your own Jatila. Your very own Jatila. Mukhara, the whole cast is there. That's what Narada Muni saw when he went to Dwarka, and he visited all the 16,000 palaces at the same time. He went to Satyavana's palace, he went to Mitravinda. The only players that were different was the queens. In Satyavana's palace, Satyavana was there, Rukmini wasn't there. But everybody else was there, saying Daruka was there, Balaram was there, Vasudeva was there, Devaki, Ugrasena, the whole Jayavijaya, all the same cast. He said, everywhere I see that there's Krishna was everywhere. So what does that mean? It means Rukmini had her own Krishna, her own Vasudeva, her own Devaki, her own Balaram, her whole entourage. Then went to Satyavana's palace. She had her own Krishna, her own Balaram, her whole Devaki. So that proves it right there in the Bhagavatam. Each individual devotee Satyabhama had one Krishna, she had all Krishna's entourage with her. Rukmini had one Krishna and all Krishna's entourage with her. And no one sees the other one, no one sees. Like Krishna says in the Krishna book, when 16,000 Krishnas come out to go to the Siddharma assembly house, they're all coming out with two arms. But not the palace is all lined up, it's like mobile, you know, housing developments, you know, they have all these copycat houses that they look like row houses. So they all come out, and Rukmini's at palace next door. She's 101 Main Street, 101, 102 Main Street is Satyabhama, 103. But Krishna goes out, and no one sees, oh, Krishna's coming out of your palace. Well, Krishna's coming out of my palace. And then no queen sees the other Krishna. They just walk him, they walked him to the gate or whatever, and by, and this. And Krishna goes in the gate. And it says all those 16,000 Krishnas come out of the palaces, and they all come and become one Krishna. And then they walk down the street. The 16,000 become one, and Krishna walks down the street. And when he walks into Siddharma Assembly House, he has four arms. He sprouts two more arms. There's stories like that, too, sometimes, that when Rukmini fainted, Krishna was teasing Rukmini. He said, why did you marry me? You made a mistake. You know, I'm no good, and I don't have any fixed gotra. Am I a kshatriya? Am I a vaishya? What am I? And there's so many more qualified kings. It's not too late to change, you know. That's really crazy. But and so she, she fainted like a banana tree cut down by a whirlwind. You know, there's a two-fawn tornado. Goes like the banana tree goes, just spins around like that, and then breaks her off right at the base. You know, the leaves are like big fans. They just air hits the leaves. I saw Mayapur. I was staying in Gurukul, somebody's house, Padasavana or somebody. He was in Australia. I was staying there by myself, and you know, all these banana trees, and this tufan came to the, you know, Vaishakhi or whatever they call it, come up the Ganga, and the wind is blowing, and I looked out the window, there was, you know, just noise and wow, clouds. And the banana tree was going like, shh, all right at the base, just like a razor, you know, cut off. Very sad. Oh, somebody got knocked down. So she fainted like that. So Krishna, and she had two arms and he had two arms. But when she fainted, then Krishna, instead he manifested four arms. Two arms he picked up. He picked up Rukmini with two arms. And one hand he was brushing the hair away from her face. And the other hand he was holding her shoulder. You know, he was all four arms he manifested. It's nice. Be nice to have four arms. Chant Jada Japa. Okay.